Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You had an exciting day on Friday, Bob. You had your second Pfizer vaccine.
I did. I'm all Pfizer'd up.
Oh, you best believe that I am team to avoid this COVID-19.
All Pfizer'd
up. A little jab is all it takes.
All
the bakery has lots of cakes.
That was good.
It was also my first time at the new vaccination sites in the old Radio Rentals in Berry.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I had no complaints about the hospital, but this is way better. I think I overheard 212 people or something like that through on Friday.
That's a big number.
It's a breeze that's down to a fine art. Nurse Jan did my jab. Was lovely about it.
Aww. Shout out to Nurse Jan.
Absolutely. Didn't comment on the fake tan, though.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. How's it looking today?
It's actually looking great. I'm still obsessed with the fake tan that you put on me Thursday in preparation for my jab. I didn't have a bruise from this time around.
Okay.
I wonder if the tan just sort of swallowed it up.
maybe. Although I didn't get a bruise my first one, so maybe it was just luck of the draw.
Yeah. If anyone has been sort of anxious about symptoms of anything like that. Mm. It is interesting that everyone sort of has a different experience of it. I had no bruise. I didn't even have that standard sore arm that I had the first time that everyone else had. Like, we've had Jess in the office say, oh, I didn't have like any sickness afterwards. I just had a really sore arm. I didn't have the sore arm. What I did have Saturday morning, so what, 12 hours after my actual shot.
Yeah.
I woke up feeling like a little bit of a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
My legs were sore.
Okay.
It kind of felt like I've been maybe in Europe somewhere on holiday. We've done a lot of walking and sightseeing during the day. Maybe had a few too many drinks that night. Just having a good time. And as someone who hasn't left the country and been able to go on holiday for 2 years... You know?
It's quite refreshing, right?
It's not too bad. I did get a little bit sicker after that, but I do just want to stress, you know, everything I felt, it's nothing I haven't felt before.
Yeah, I think, and also anything you felt could have been worse if it was actual COVID.
That's what it is. Like, we've all been sick before. It's actually the reason I don't want to get COVID.
Mm.
But it's way better getting a little bit sick when you know why it is. You're not asking, how did I get this? Who have I given it to?
Mm-hmm.
How long am I going to be sick for? You kind of know everything. You opted in. You got it in a medically controlled environment. It's a regulated dose.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's going to last 12 hours and you'll be fine.
Exactly. You'll get through it and it'll be fine. It's funny. I was watching the news last night and they're talking now, obviously, a lot in the States in statistics. You know, this percentage in SA is vaccinated fully or whatever. You're now one of those statistics. You're one of those people that are fully vaccinated.
Absolutely. Give it a couple of weeks and I'll be good as gold as far as like immunity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really easy process. The nurses are great. The facilities in the Riverland are great. If you can book, I know it's been a little bit of a hassle to actually get that booking, but you don't need to feel any hesitation about it because odds are probably have a better immune system than me right now.
Get jabbed, Riverland.